And if you don't have that money, you'd better go out and
borrow it.
Uh-huh. In the 30s, though, money was
Pretty tight.
It was, wasn't it?
I'll tell you a story about that. This is in the early 30s. I think I fed 2 carloads of cattle. And I paid 10 cents a bushel for the oats, and I paid 15 cents a bushel for the corn that I fed them on. And the 2 carload averaged 966 pounds. And our top ones brought 3 cents. And they cut part of them out at 2.5 cents. And I got the market report the next morning, and that is the cheapest cattle had been for about 30 years.
Oh, my
and it's
goodness.
The cheapest it's ever been since. It went up a dime the next day after I sold.
Oh.
And they went up and went on. I'd fed them about 90 days, and I told my wife, I said, they just keep going off a little. I just well lose it here up the creek, so I just kept them. I said, they didn't ruin me though, because I'd raised them, and the feed that I fed them didn't cost me much.
Mm-hmm.
I'd raised a big lot of it, but oats cost me a dime, and the corn 15 cents. I hired a man to come here with a hammer mill, and he just ground up for about 700 or 800 bushels a time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I done it.
Mm. Yeah, but isn't it a blow to see
just
all
just thinking work? About it, I believe 38 cents is the best price I've got.
Mm. That's much better.
My goodness, yes. They're worth about, the good ones are worth a quarter now, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Guess you get pretty good cattle for a quarter, and they're down to 26 cents.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't a bad price now, but then everybody thinks they're ruined.
Yeah. Well, I was amazed. Someplace or other, I bought a steak for $1.50.
Yeah.
And at that price, I couldn't afford to eat these other meals that they put out.
No.
Just a bunch of stuff that it
not
digest. So I had steak for dinner.
We got a good store right here in town, an awful good store. It gets the best meat you can buy in your
You're head. Lucky.
We are lucky, extremely lucky. You can get anything here, you can get it safely. It's one of these Cardinal stores.
Uh-huh.
And he's a local man, and he's a businessman.
Uh-huh.
And he's got, I expect $3,000 or maybe $3,500 worth of equipment in there to keep that. He's got these long counters that put stuff down in there.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a big place where he hangs his meat.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll buy T-bone steaks there for 89 cents. I believe that's what I paid for them.
That's a lot cheaper than it is in our store.
Yes. I bought 3 T-bone steaks yesterday, and I think it's 89 cents a pound.
Mercy.
I think that's what we get for T-bone steaks.
Maybe I just better come back through here and get 3 meat T-bone steaks
and figure
out how to carry them.
Well, I want to just have him cut mine, because I've been doing business with him ever since he put in there. I knew him 30 years ago. And I just had him out. Yesterday he was just about out, and I didn't give a thread. You'll get 5 or 6 of the big ones up next to the front, you see.
Uh-huh.
And one of them was about all me and my wife both can eat.
Mm-hmm.
And we put it on an electric skillet and cook it there for an hour and a half. And then you can just take a fork and eat it. Buy a T-bone steak for dinner.
That's good for you. My father-in-law says that's the only thing to eat. That is, if you need quick energy.
Yeah.
Eat something like that. I asked him about eating, and he said, when you're out in the field like this, you're going to work hard and you're going to burn up a lot of energy, so have a steak for breakfast.
Yeah.
He said, and bacon and eggs for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then eat a light meal in the evening.
Well, I eat bacon and eggs for breakfast. And we eat some kind of meat. Generally, we use roast or steak or something for sometimes chicken.
We have a lot of casseroles at my house. My daughters like them.
Yeah.
And tamale pie and things like that. My wife makes some wicked dishes there.
Well, I'll tell you, these young women can do it, you know, but my wife's not able to do it.
Yeah.
Most of the cooking I do myself. So
well, only two of you, too.
Just two of us.
We have 4 mouths, and they're all...
I used to have...